Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
And this morning on Ready, Steady, Learn, we've got Samantha Chan, who is a final year PhD student studying in the Augmented Human Lab Group at the Auckland Bioengineering Institute, which is a team who are focused on enabling human-computer interfaces as a natural extension of our body, mind and behaviour. Sounds very intriguing. Morena, Samantha, how are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
It's great to be able to chat to you. Explain to us a little bit, basically, what is your research? Because it sounds very futuristic.
Yes, I like to think about my research as going into the sci-fi realm.
Nice.
Right now, I'm actually looking at, so you mentioned about how I am in the augmented human lab group, mm-hmm. and we sort of enable natural extensions of our body, mind, behavior. And for me, I'm focusing more on extending our mind, and in particular, sort of extending and augmenting our memory.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So how do we go about extending and augmenting our memory? I mean, what ways can technology support that, I guess?
Yeah. I see there's sort of two different ways. One way is sort of in the sense of a memory training.
Mm-hmm.
And another way is to provide assistance. And so my aim in my PhD is to actually build this next generation of memory augmentation. And I use biosignals, so physiological responses like heart rate, to look at our cognitive context, so like our state of mind, such as when I'm calm, or when I'm intending to do something. And
mm-hmm.
when I know about this context, the technology can give memory training and assistance just in time, at the right time.
So what does that mean, just in time at the right time?
Mm-hmm. So let's say, for example, when we detect that you're calm, or you know, when your heart rate is low, that's probably the good time to give you sort of a memory training session.
Okay.
Because you're calm, you're most likely more open to learning new things, to remembering things.
So how is this going to be used in a real world sense? Mm. What are some of the applications for this type of research?
Yeah. I'm actually currently looking at improving sort of prospective memory,
mm-hmm.
and prospective memory is sort of the ability to sort of remember things that we plan to do, such as buying groceries after work,
yeah,
or returning library books. And currently what we do is maybe we write to-do lists, or we write things down, mm-hmm. we have reminders on our phones, but sometimes these devices, or even this technology, or the paper that you write your list on, you even forget to bring that, or
yeah. I do.
Yeah, and so prospective memory is important because it's one of the most frequently faced memory lapses that we can humans face. So it's about 72% out of all the other memory lapses,
mm-hmm.
and that's important. And so the idea is that if we can use memory, sort of a chat interface that teaches you how to apply a memory technique. And that sort of teaches you to remember things in a better way.
Right. And is this kind of going to be useful for people who are perhaps genetically prone to Alzheimer's or dementia? Is this something that is a is an element of your research as well, or is that a different field?
For me now, I'm hoping to sort of use it with just older adults before, or it's sort of a preventive thing.
Right.
Yeah, before applying it to maybe people with Alzheimer's. Yeah, but I do hope that eventually it will be used for the wider population. Yeah.
It sounds like really interesting research. It must be quite a fascinating thing to look at how we think and how we remember stuff. One last question I just had for you is what kind of technology interface are you talking about here? Is this like an app on your phone, or what's that going to look like?
Okay, so for example, there's this project that I call Prospero, and it's a chat interface, so it's a conversational interface on your smartphone.
Cool.
And it connects to this wristband, which detects your biosignals, your heart rate, and so on. And it sort of streams the data to your smartphone, and from there we sort of analyze it and determine whether you're calm or not. And when we determine that you're calm, we would sort of send you a notification through the phone.
Cool.
And it will ask you to go through the memory training. And that is through this technique called the when-then technique. And basically it asks you to be more specific about the sort of the memory or the task that you want to do. So for example, if I need to buy groceries right after work, I'll be a bit more specific, like when I end work at 6 p.m., then I will go to Countdown to buy the broccoli.
So you sort of narrow it down a little bit, make it more particular.
Yes, that's right. That's the first part. And the second part is actually to mentally visualize yourself actually performing that action. And these in combination helps you to remember that particular task better.
That's so interesting. Thank you so much, Samantha, for speaking to us this morning about your research in the Augmented Human Lab Group as part of the Auckland Bioengineering Institute. I hope you have a lovely rest of your Tuesday. Thanks for chatting with us. See you later.
See ya.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn! Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.